those who make money under the old system and those who might make money under the new system, the alternative compensation system. And the problem with that battle is that the people who make money under the old system have all of the levers into the existing structures of decision-making powerful enough to block transition to the people who might make money under the new system. Now, in every industry in the world, we have that problem. Every industry in the world has this problem of the government conspiring with the incumbents to protect themselves against the new innovators. And the greatest moments of innovation in the history of the world have been moments where the new innovators have been stealth enough that they could sneak up underneath without anybody noticing and then be on the horizon and do what they want to do before anybody could stop them. And in the internet age, that's been the truth too. Companies like Google, which 10 years ago nobody would have thought could begin to radically change the world, did that because there was an opportunity before anybody could stop them. But in this context, the fight has been from the very first moment of the incumbents fighting with government to protect themselves from the alternative compensation system. The only opportunity we have here is that the rhetoric, the ideals, the principles that stand behind this system of copyright are on the side of the alternative compensation system. Because the compensation system that copyright is supposed to be about is about compensating artists. And the one group that has completely lost in the last 10 years in this existing structure of compensation has been the artists. We've been waging a war for 10 or 12 or 15 years against the, quote, pirates. A war against the pirates, my friend, the late Jack Valenti, used to refer to it as his own, quote, terrorist war, where apparently the terrorists in this war are our children. This war against the terrorists has been waged, and who has benefited from that war? Not the artists. Now, if we had taken any of the ideas that we were talking about here, that we knew of 10 years ago, Harry's been working on these alternative systems for more than 10 years. Everybody on this panel has known of these ideas for more than 10 years. If 10 years ago we had adopted any of these ideas, how would the world be different today? Number one, more artists would have money. Number two, companies like the kind Jim is talking about that want to innovate using new structures to identify rights and be able to do it more efficiently would be more profitable and more prevalent. And number three, we wouldn't have waged a war for 10 years against our own kids, telling them they are criminals and pirates and inculcating in them the idea that this is the way they are. They're just criminals and pirates. So there can be no argument in favor of what we did. So why did we do it? Because the alternative compensation systems always have to fight against this conspiracy by government and incumbents to protect themselves against this change. Now, I fought in this war for a long time, and I stepped aside a couple years ago because I thought this battle was much more important. But if, in this space of copyright and reform, countries like Brazil or Canada or Switzerland or Sweden or any other country where the incumbents don't have the lock on policy that they do in the United States, if any of these other countries could demonstrate with the leadership of WIPO, I think Francis has been fantastic in thinking about how to transform the regime out of the past into the future. If they could demonstrate a system that did what copyright's supposed to do, pay artists, it would make it extraordinarily difficult for the incumbents in their lawyer suits and their codes this thick of regulations that they supposedly want to apply to 15-year-olds, but no one can even understand what they're supposed to do. It would be extremely hard for those people to continue to defend the broken system. They continue to spend millions of dollars in funding for lobbyists and campaign contributions to defend. So I am encouraged. I am extraordinarily grateful for the work of people like Volcker and for the work of people like Ronaldo to build these alternatives. Because only when that's there can we imagine breaking this lock the past has on the future and paying artists for their creativity.
Just a question for the panel before we engage the audience.